Blog Talk Radio.
Create a situation that it lasts longer than us. What is money in 2017 going into 18? You know, is it paper? You know, is it agreed value? What is it? What makes something currency? You know, so that was what the debate was, and everybody was revolving around that as a question. But just cryptocurrency is, I think it's like a form of karma. I think that the banks have such a crooked model that the engineers and software designers and programmers was like, we're not going to fix this with a protest. We're not going to fix this with a march on Wall Street. We're going to fix this with technology. And they created an equalizer that just checkmated the whole game. You know, that's my view on it. It's just like the energy balancing out what went wrong over there and just the disadvantage that the people were at. The cryptocurrency is balancing that out, or will in the long run. It's going to take a while, but it's going to create an option, and you're not going to have to go operate in that system that led to like 2008, all the banks collapsing and the real estate bubble and all the malpractice of power that, you know, was happening in the banking industry and the central banks and all that. So it's like, damn, that was slick. Whoever came up with that was slick. If you really peep it from a political point of view, you know what I mean? That was real effortless checkmate. You know what I mean? They exited before anybody knew what was up.
And they still got bailed out.
You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy. It's an interesting conversation. I've had it with some people, and, you know, some people are, like, stuck on money so much. And I'm like, man, money's not even backed by the gold system anymore.
Yeah.
So it's like, what is it really worth? It's whatever we, you know, want to put on it, but really it's just a piece of paper, you know, just like a credit card, just a piece of plastic. And it's the inferred value that we put on it, and as long as everybody assumes that it's worth that, it is. But if somebody tomorrow's like, that's not worth shit,
mm-hmm.
it's really not backed by anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why not try out a new currency?
It's a lot of reasons that, you know, political reasons why it's a big thing, and it's financial reasons why it's a big thing, you know, and even like on a simple level, like spending money overseas or something, to be able to do that peer-to-peer and not have no middleman with a fee and with a policy. It's just a direct transaction that's, you know, regulated by a public ledger. That's a big innovation if you understand, like, banking and PayPal and all that type of shit. You know, somebody told me that it's like what the internet was in like the early 90s. And think about what that turned into and all the billion-dollar businesses that was built off of that. That's like what the cryptocurrency blockchain opportunity is similar to. So it'll take a while before we see it mature and really turn into what it's potentially, it can potentially be.
Currency, there's less than 1% penetration, and that's a fact because I can't spend Bitcoin here. I gotta still spend US dollars or MasterCard credit or, you know, established credit. Any one of these stores, there's no penetration in the real world, but there's a $27 to $800,000 increase in investment in this space, but there's a 1% penetration in the real world. So what happens when it gets 5% real world, when more people can spend their cryptocurrency at the store, at the restaurant, on the airplane, which is why we came to Amsterdam, because there's a city out here where the whole city is cryptocurrency friendly. And this is an example of what's going to happen to the rest of the world. And we think that if you get in now, when the value spreads and the accessibility spreads, you'll be sitting on the right chair. And, you know, being out here further brought that to my attention, reinforced my belief in it, and we put our money where our mouth is.
Hold up real quick. We just waiting for everything to get settled in. You guys, so I'm just going to play a little bit of music as we wait for everybody to get settled. You know, you got to keep in mind this is like international coordination time-wise going on. But anyway, appreciate you guys tuning in to Crypto Talk Podcast. We're going to get this thing going. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already subscribed. Follow on Twitter at Crypto Talk. Join the Discord, all that good stuff. As we just set this real quick, I'm going to go ahead and just throw a little something out there. Let me see. What can I play for you guys, man? You know, we gave you some Nipsey Hussle already. You know what? What we're going to do? I want to give you some more damn Nipsey Hussle. Hold up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this your life, you can play with it. You make your bed, you gon' lay in it. Do your thing, just be safe with it. Triple bunks in the state prison. Blue laces in my blue chucks. I ain't never gave two fucks. BT, I jumped the hood up. Asking if that nigga Nip hood, what? Like I wouldn't take it to the back with you. Same nigga walk the track with you. Same nigga shot a strap with you. Same nigga bought a sack with you. 19 touching two birds. Alpinas off a few swerves. Gray leather in my white Lincoln. Shit smelling like a new purse. Two C's on my bitch shit. My money rising like Bisquick. Six words help you get this. rich rapper on some Crip shit. I pray for blessings as a young nigga, not to learn the hard lessons of a drug dealer. Triple life with a gang enhancement. The judge triple white and he hates your blackness. He slammed the gavel with a racist passion. Got you waiting on the pills, but your patience passing. And all you got to offer is a fight. It's too late to run to Christ once you caught up in this life, look. Don't cry tears, they don't fly here. And if you don't die here, you're supposed to fly leers. 365 here is like a dog year. No wonder why these niggas 20 and got white hairs. Stressing like they 40 and some change. Slowly in this game, all my homies is in pain. And Brody is a slang, but it don't mean he your brother. It don't mean you can trust him. It don't mean that he love you. And we was raised wrong, but we stayed strong. And when we kept it real, we got faked on. And when we showed up, we got flaked on. Why them niggas story getting cake homes? I bet my life I'm a dice shaker. Electric lights on a skyscraper. It's up and downs for a real nigga. But you'll be lame all your life, hater. Mac 10 in my black Benz. Show me signals of betrayal, can't be back friends. Long flights get my mind right. Victory to me is when you spend your time right. Victory to me is when you get your grind right. Victory to me is when you get your minds right, niggas. Got this shit twisted like Jean-Michel Basquiat destroying his pictures. Self-inflicted homicide, don't pull the trigger. I feel like I got to tell you, you got something to contribute. Regardless what you went through, regardless what you been through, I feel like I got to tell you, you got something to contribute. Something to contribute, something to contribute.
So that was a little bit of Nip. So you already know. We always got to give a shout out to Nip, man. Nip was so on it on his crypto blockchain. You know, he had like a lot of investments in crypto and blockchain, man. I've already went through that on Crypto Talk Podcast. Anyway, welcome to Crypto Talk Podcast, you guys. We're just trying to straighten out everything, get everything, you know, coordinated properly. So we're going to go ahead and let Chris handle that. As I welcome you guys to coming through, what we're going to basically do is just we're just going to go ahead and let the truth be revealed. You know, we're gonna let the truth be revealed. We're gonna let the man of sin be exposed for all my carrot bars, you know, church people. Well, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna do church. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna go ahead and bring forth the truth and solutions. And this is what we do. I don't know. I'm gonna go time right now. Honestly, you guys. What's up to James Doe, man? Let me see. Let me just get through where I can see these comments and everything and see what's going down. Anyway, make sure you guys subscribe, man. I see you guys is watching. I see you guys is on here. Thanks for upvoting it. Make sure you guys subscribe. I know that the Carrot Bars dudes are watching right now. That's why they're not saying anything. But I already told you this would happen. They want to know what's going on, though. See, they want to know exactly what's being revealed, what's going to come out against them so that they can double back, make a bunch of videos, guarantee they'll undermine the person given information. You know, they will ignore the fact that many people all over, not just Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, are telling you about their experiences, not receiving their products, being told things that aren't true, all the shenanigans. You know, so, you know, these things are going to be exposed. And then, like I said, okay, I'll just put it like this. Weigh what I've been speaking on Crypto Talk Podcast. The things, the stories I've been bringing forth to introduce you to information that you could use to leverage. And tell me if I've been wrong. Anyone who I've personally spoken with, chopped it up with about what kind of moves that could be made, you know, what coins may be good investments, what things to do or not do. Tell me if I've been wrong. Tell me if you've benefited from it. Tell me if I've steered you in the wrong direction. And then weigh that against what you went through with this carrot bars. And tell me where the value is for real. That's all you really have to do. And if you didn't listen and still participated in high-risk behaviors, how did that work out? This isn't the clown. I'm just saying, like, real talk. Because I came in this for a particular reason. It wasn't to tear down carrot bars. That's just part of what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? That's just part of the game right now at this point because they have to get out the way. I came in here to leverage and get this information out because I know this is the future. So much I know that this is the future that I even have my own daughter on this shit. Like, I really believe in this shit. My daughter is rocking Bitcoin now on her Exodus wallet, learning about this shit because I know it's the future. So why wouldn't I introduce this to the next generation? Right? And it showed results. So I know, based on some of the information that I'm getting about the hundreds of thousands that some people have put into this, I'm nothing compared to that. But what I do have has been leveraged to the point to where it's beneficial. And anytime when you're working with investments, what you do is you figure out what works. You figure out a working formula first after you understand the fundamentals, and then you scale that up. So imagine... I know this is hard to really, you know, grasp, but you have to be able to do this because you have to be able to confront this for what it is. So imagine the tens or hundreds of thousands that some of you've put in to this and it hasn't worked out. Now weigh that against some of these different investments that you could have been making in the blockchain and cryptocurrencies and where it could be right now. Considering that Ethereum alone is up like 100% or more since Crypt Talk Podcast, seeing that Bitcoin is up considerably, Chainlink is up like fourfold, Tezos is up threefold. Just think about that. I'm thinking I'm going to start consulting. I think I'm going to start doing consulting, one-on-one consulting, you know. But, you know, and you're going to have to run the bag for this. One-on-one consultations where I can go through and let people know exactly what cryptos are looking good and why, the length of time you should hold it, what you could expect from the yield and this and that. I think we're going to start having to do that, man. Okay, here we go. Oh, he's trying to call in. What's up? Okay, hold up, man. Let me check. I started getting, you know, once I get in my bag, man, you know how it goes. All right, so I don't see anybody. Let me see. What's up, SEO guy? Hello from South Africa. What's up? What's up? So he's trying to call in. Yeah, he could Zoom. No. I don't know if he could. We can do a Zoom, but then I'd have to set that up. But he could Skype in to that phone number. He could Skype in to the 929-477-2174. He could Skype into that. Which would probably, that's the way most international people do it. So if he does it, it'll, you know, I'll be able to recognize it as a Skype number if he does that, man. So yeah, let me see. Let me know when you want me to bring you in. I can unmute your mic. But you know, yeah. So what I'm saying is, you know, we just have to be honest about what it is, man. And the truth is, like, there's fundamental sound things that, you know, you could be doing. You know, even just the gold alone from the proper source is up. So there's no wrong for trying to save in gold if that is exactly what people have been doing. But besides those who just say they haven't received their product, you know, that's not a sham in itself. Besides the fact that even Grit Grind Gold has brought forth the information because of the overpricing, which has been mentioned by many other people, because of the overpricing, in order for you to even break even when you're going through carrot bars for the gold, it's going to take years because they overprice it so much that, you know, you still have to catch up. before you even break even. And gold's at pretty much all-time high right now. And any truly gold-backed crypto, and even the stocks that I have in precious metals, even though I believe in gold, holding gold tangibly, but even the stocks that I have in precious metals that are actually related to mines and refineries, look, they're up. There's no reason not to be up if you're making the right moves right now. Crypto is up. There's no reason not to be up if you're paying attention. Like what happens is, let me see something here. Okay, so what happens is a lot of people, they love to come and listen to the carrot bar spiel. I get it. It's the rah-rah. It's a train wreck. It's the, you know, sensationalism. It's the bullshit. I get it. I like the bullshit too. But honestly, a lot of you were paying attention to the other stories on Crypt Talk podcast in regards to some of the stories that are going on internationally with the cryptos, with the blockchain, with the integration, with the adoption, with the regulations, with the different things that are going on in that nature. Guess what? You be up. You be up right now. So if that's not the case, it's because you've been chasing false prophets. You've been worshiping false prophets from false actors, giving you false information. Okay, hold up. Where we at, bro? Let's get this shit popping. There we go. Okay, I see that, but it's not even going to matter. Because he Skype. Okay, so I see that, man, the Skype name. But I don't think that's how it works on this, man. I think you just have to just Skype the phone number, and then it will just come up. And I know I've had this situation before, and I forgot how I had to explain it so they could do it. Let me see. You just have to dial that phone number through the Skype. And then it will come up on this end as a series of ones, which is like, you know, let me know Skype. It might come up with his name too, but yeah. You guys got to just bear with us for a minute. I'm trying to get this thing. It's international. That's how it goes. I mean, I can just go. I could go Zoom, but then I'd be bandwidth, too much going on. And that would defeat the purpose of having the call-in part. Let me see. Yeah, so let them know that all you have to do is dial in phone number through the Skype, however that works. It's just like a phone call, I guess. I don't know however. I'm not really all that hip on the Skype, honestly. My Skype game is amateur. My Skype game is like carrot bars trying to make a lap. You know what I'm saying? I know a little bit about it, but not functionally. My Skype game is like carrot bars owning gold mines. You know what I'm saying? It ain't really a thing. You know? And, you know, yeah, so yeah, Chris, just tell them to dial in the number through the Skype, and then it should show up just like a phone call. It's not going to be like a Skype online, like, you know, type of deal. Now, if he really would prefer, we can Zoom it. I can set up the Zoom and I suppose share the Zoom through. I mean, we could do it like that. You know. So let's go ahead and try to get those details worked out as I continue to spill. So, like, I get it that, you know, this is sensitive stuff, right? Because people really didn't put in a lot, and who knows, have been, you know, tension comes when finances aren't right, especially if one person makes a decision to, you know, in the spirit of trying to make the right move, if somebody makes a decision that ends up being detrimental to the family. I get it. So, like, anytime you hear me laughing or making jokes, it's not too – it's really not towards those sincere ones who have lost out by trying to do something good. It's really more of a mockery to those who know what it is and continue to push the scam. It's a mockery because it's like a rejoicement of the fact that the truth is coming out, and that if there's going to be justice, if there's going to be any type of proper consequences, it's going to come because of the people coming together and exposing this and bringing forth the truth and demanding that justice is served. That's the only way it's going to work. So, you know, I rejoice in that, and I mock and I give the same energy, because you guys don't even know how much it really comes, you know, in the form of, you know, mockery and a bunch of, you know, negative energy. Once in a while, I got to give that back. I can't just, you know what I'm saying, deflect it all. I'm going to give it back. So that's where the mockery comes in. I'm mocking them. I'm not mocking those who've been through whatever. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. What we got going on here, man? Now, we're not looking around, man. Let me see what's up with the comments. Okay. Get the name and I'll delete it from the chat. Greg, I know he sent me a screenshot saying the podcast number is not taking unwanted calls. No, I mean, it should just call in, man. It shouldn't be an issue. I don't know if that's him or not. All right, let me see if we could. All right, here's what I'll do, man. I'll set up a Zoom. Really didn't want to do the Zoom thing because I don't want to take up too much. Which we'll call it, but that's the only way we're going to be able to do it. And that's how we got to do it. All right, so let's get this Zoom. Where are we at? New meeting. All right, let me try to do it through the Zoom. Then I'll just share the Zoom shit. Invite. So Zoom isn't my thing either. You know what I mean? But invite others. Bam, bam. Email. Nope, I still like this. But yeah, here. Yeah. Okay, so here's what I'm gonna do, man. I'm gonna text you to Zoom. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to just put it in the thing, man. If he could watch this thing through the which one called, I'm just going to put it in chat, man. All right. That's what we'll do. And then anyone else wants to come in the Zoom? Nah, not anybody. All right, let's go. Let's do it like this. I see those subscribers getting up. You guys, yeah, keep on subscribing, man. I'm going to work out the details, but... Till then, you guys, you know, get those subscriptions up. Let's get that 500. Let's get this. Yeah. All right, bam. So there you go. Doom and make a son. There it is. That's the, so I just put the link for the Zoom, you know, and then we could just do it through Zoom, I suppose. And, you know. I'm not going to be doing any, whatever, though. We're not sharing any, we're not doing any, no video share. So there it is. Bam. Okay. Admit. You're in the building. Hold on real quick. Let me run this through. All right. So we do have somebody joining. Let me run. Let me do the. Let me make sure that we have. Where is Zoom? Zoom meeting. Blam. Boom. In the building. All right. Can you hear me? Okay. Boom. Here we are, y'all. We are good. Let me make this a little bit bigger. We don't even have to. Yeah. Boom. All right. Make sure no information. Okay. All right. So welcome. Yeah. You're coming across. Let me just make sure it's coming through. It's coming through good through my headphones. Let me make sure it's coming through. All right. So welcome. Yeah. Yep. It's coming through on the YouTube side. Coming through all simulcasting. Welcome to Crypto Podcast, man. I appreciate you coming through. Yeah, you know, we're just interested in hearing your story, hearing whatever you want to, you know, disclose personally and what you've been through. And I just want to say this. I don't know how familiar you are with Crypto Podcast, but there's been like a lot of people that have been reaching in and tapping in and appreciative. You know, for some of the things that, you know, me and Chris and others have been bringing forth, and a lot of people have been disgruntled and showing like it's amazing how many people are pivoting from really sincerely believing in this and putting their all into it to now like coming and I see how it happens. And it's like it's a hard thing for someone to grasp that, you know, that they may have been taken, that they've been taken advantage of. And it takes a lot of courage. So I respect the courage that you have to be able to say, yo, it is what it is, and tell your story and admit that, hey, maybe it didn't work out for you. And, you know, a lot of people come at me and they feel like they're idiots for it. And I always tell them, like, yo, you're not an idiot, because I understand, like this is a new technology, right, that's merging. So it's still new. And if you're not very familiar, it's going to be easy to try to do the right thing, to be ahead of this industry and this innovative technology and investments in this new thing that's emerging. So there's going to be people that's going to take losses. So, I mean, I appreciate and I could appreciate your integrity and your courage to be able to come on here, man.
All right. Thank you.
Right. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right. Whoa. Wow. That's over a quarter of a mil. I've been hearing that I've heard that from a few different people. Yeah.
Well, let me give him a break really quick and say something.
Okay. I think Chris is listening right now. He wanted to say something.
Yeah, so a lot of people didn't think the letter that I read on the video when Brett sent it to me, well, not a lot, but some certain trolls thought that it was me that wrote the letter and I was pretending that it was a letter that somebody wrote. And actually, I didn't realize he had emailed it to me until 2 weeks
afterwards. Hold on real
quick.
I don't think he can hear you. Brett, can you hear Chris? Okay, because let me see here. How are we going to be able to get the... Okay.
No, hold on.
Yeah, you might have to get onto the Zoom. Only thing I could... I don't know if I could do more. Yeah, I'm not sure if how many people I could bring in on the Zoom.
Just ask him how he feels about the fact that Tammy Morrison didn't reply to his letter.
So Chris wants me to ask you a question. I guess we'll just take that. He said he wants to know how you feel about the fact that Tammy Morrison wouldn't respond to your email
So I sent the video to her. Ask him what Tammy's reply was.
Right. What was that, Chris?
Ask him what Tammy's reply was.
What was Tammy's reply?
Ask him what Tammy's reply was.
Yeah, so I noticed that. So South Africa is pretty heavy. How important or how big has South Africa been in this Caribar? So I'm hearing a lot of people from South Africa, man. You, You know, that's a common thing that I hear from a lot of people that are affiliated with Carrot Barge, is that they really believe, or they really sincerely got into it in part because they felt like they were going to be able to help people. You know what I mean? So that's what irks me a lot, because that's actually what attracted me as well, you know, early on, because I was like, oh man, not only is it like something I could benefit from, but I'm also be able to help other people. And it was that kind of like fellowship in humanity that attracted me. And apparently other people as well. So to see that that's being taken advantage of, you know, personally, that really irritates me. So that's why I go so hard, and I'll come with the shenanigans, and I don't care about hurting some of their feelings, man, because I feel like what they're doing is disgusting for that.
Disgusting is a really good word.
What advice would you give to, I mean, you know, you're like a pretty high up, so you had a team under you, I assume. So what would you say to other people who are in your position and have to confront their downline? You know, like how were you able to muster up what it took for you to just honestly be able to speak to your downline and admit, hey, I'm sorry, it's not me, or whatever, that whole process? What kind of advice would you give to other people like that? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
But the first step is admitting Carrot Barge is a scam.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I would love for Carrot Barge to work too, man. You know how great that would be for the crypto and blockchain space if that was all legit, and if that would be huge. I would love for that. So what like, what was the first thing that made you kind of question and start to see that this may not be what you thought it was? What was the red flag for you?
Sounds like a Ponzi scheme.
So, so let me ask you this. If you were to assess how many people are sincerely holding out hope, like they really are sincerely thinking that it's the right thing, and how many people are knowingly pushing it, knowing that it's not legit?
Integrity right there.
What do you think about the Marvin Steinberg factor? Did you see the patient that came out of Germany, the Hazelblatt? Because within that, they said that he was pretty much cleared. And I don't know enough to make the assessment, but, you know, I have heard rumors that he was scapegoated well before the Hazelblatt publication and before I was even aware of who he really was. I was hearing that. So it leads me to believe that it's possible that I think he was just set up for it. And the way that the publication read itself, and the way it seemed like they put him in such a position so fast, it was almost like they were setting him up, in my opinion. It appears that they were just like setting him up to take the fall. That would be my personal assessment. Really? Oh, shoot, hold on. Zach, you just reminded me of something. That's a good point. And you said that you're doing something on the educational front to lead to some of those solutions. What I would like to do offline at some point is to connect with you and Chris, and you know we can build on the education part and how we can coordinate those kind of things and implement different solutions where we can come up with solutions where people can actually utilize real information and legitimate ways to, you know, recover. Yeah, I think that'd be important. Right.
Crip Talk Nation knowledge right there.
Right. Well, you know what? And I think that really, it's still such a new industry, and I don't think it's too late for people, that maybe have took those losses. It's not too late to recover. Like, we're so new, and if you think this bull run right now is crazy, if you think Bitcoin at 11,000 is crazy and Ethereum reaching 400 is crazy, we haven't seen nothing yet. The way this thing is setting up, we haven't seen nothing yet. We still, a lot of people when I speak to about Bitcoin, they think it's too late. Oh, I should have got it at 7,000. I should have got it. Oh, my God. Get it now. Understand the fundamentals of it so you understand why you get it. And Garrett, by the end of the year, and this is just all speculation, just because of the things going on, the market cap as well. Like, these cryptos have proven, the real ones, they have proven that they have a legitimacy and a use case and utility for the global economy. It's not too late to recover with this.
Look at Joe Nye saying this guy's anonymous.
Yep. Right.
Have him address that.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, and DeFi is like $8 billion right now, So much locked into it, and I've been speaking. That's one of the biggest things. Like, even if you just wanted to save and get a good APR from the lending side, you could just get more money than you would just keep it in the bank. That right there is a good store value. Like, let's say you're a business, you could use that as a bank account just by putting that in and getting that 6 to 8%. And then, yeah, like I said, then you can do collateralized loans. I've done it before, where you take a loan, you make some moves, you pay it back. You don't have it's so much things that you could do. You are essentially your own bank, to the point to where you can leverage this stuff so beautifully. Well, then that's what we're doing, man. And we can still do that. Nah, you can still do that, man. We'll talk nation, bro. Welcome to Crypto Talk Nation, brother. Cause that's exactly what we're gonna do. We're gonna educate, and we're gonna change the world. And guess what? Like you said, as we do this, the money is gonna come in, because that's just the space that we're in. We're able to take advantage. Listen, anybody that's listening to this right now, okay, just understand that just because you understand enough about crypto that you're listening to this right now, no matter what mistakes you have made, it doesn't matter. You're still in a position that 99% of the world is not in, that you can take advantage of. So we can do the right thing, and we can still leverage this into billions of dollars collectively. So, there's nothing wrong with wanting to change your lifestyle and set up a future generations of wealth for your family. But that are right, and that will don't do that to the, and you don't have to do that to the expense of others. Right. Right. And that's because we think bigger, you know? Think bigger than, yeah. If you're truly thinking big, then you understand that what this thing's developing, and you understand that there's, it's so limitless. There's so much, you know, that so much potential, no matter what your passion or skill set is in this thing, that there's a way that you could fit in, and that you could, you know, you could get in where you fit in this thing and reap benefit the right way.
Great interview.
Right. Yeah. And that's going to take some self-reflection and honesty to do. So basically everybody, it's basically you're the destiny is in your hands on how you want to do this thing, man. The destiny is in your hands. We'll definitely be able to tap in on that. You know, and I'll let Chris coordinate that, and we'll tap in and, you know, get other people involved in, you know, start with the education piece, and then we could work on different solutions and run a few different ideas across, you know, saying across the table, and come up with something that's integrity and that's solution based, and that's all we're about over here. What do you think will happen after the October date in which all this transfer and all this is supposed to happen? What do you think truly is going to happen, man? I have my own thoughts, but what do you think? Well, I noticed how, you know, that you do have a lot of support in the chat. And then, of course, there are some trolls. It's funny how, because you have a different opinion and different experience and you're willing to speak your truth, it's funny how, you know, I mean, it's unfortunate your own brother turned on you. But I can see other people. So I guess it doesn't mean as much that some of these strangers are also turning on you and saying some of the things they're saying. I mean, that's just an unfortunate thing that happens, you know, when people think for themselves and go against the herd mentality, man. But I think if anything, I just look. Right. And that's the thing that, you know, it should make people understand more. It's because, like, the people that are coming out are people who are 100% on the team. They were, it's not like you were in it to hate. You were benefiting from it. You were part of it. You were one of the biggest contributors. So the fact that you are saying what you're saying now should be an eye opener for anybody out there listening. I mean, it at least should make them think, consider the fact that, no, you can say what you want about me. I didn't lose that much through that KCB. Fortunately, I put together some pieces that didn't make as much sense after I did that. So people can say what they want about me, but when it comes to Chris, when it comes to Credit Express, when it comes to you, people who actually put their heart and soul in this, when you're saying what you're saying, it should be enough for people to at least consider and weigh out what you're saying, you know, and take it for what it is. Let me see. I don't know if Chris could hear, man. Can you hear Chris? I didn't want this to be too long, and I wanted to be able to make sure that we could hook up in the future so we could go over some ideas. Right now, where I'm at, it is about 3:30 in the afternoon. Where Chris is at, it's about 6:30. We're on different sides of the country. Where is it at, where you're at? Oh, really? Oh, okay. Damn. You're okay. South Africa's in the building. Well, I don't want to keep you too late and too long, and I wanted to just make sure that this was a nice, concise, and strong presentation, and hopefully you'll be willing to come on in the future, and, you know, we can continue this on an educational level and present better opportunities and solutions for how people can recover, and also, if need be, take the proper actions. Because like you said, the truth getting out about this and people actually standing up and demanding justice for it is the only thing that's going to work. It's the only thing that's worked in the past when there's been other scams revealed. It's only been the pressure that's going to make them respond. That's the only chance that you really have. So anything you want to say in conclusion before we wrap this up? Oh, boom, there you are. Right. And it gets better, you guys. We will have the one of the authors of the Hazelblatt article on Carabars that will also be coming on in, you know, and a couple other surprise things. Make sure you guys subscribe. Join the Discord group. I think Chris is back on. Chris, did you want to say anything?
I am, yeah.
Okay, Chris.
I just want to give Brett a lot of love.
Hold on real quick,
because,
Chris. Real quick. Now, Brett, I don't know if Brett will be able to hear you, but it will go through the YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
It will go through the YouTube. So go ahead.
He'll hear it later. One of the biggest things that everybody brought out, like, within my videos, because a lot of people were like, oh, you're full of shit. You're lying. You're not being sincere. You know, you guys, like Jay said, you can talk anything you want about Crypt Talk and Grind Gold. But when you look at Brett, you can see the sincerity in his face through this entire interview. And I think that speaks volume, guys. This is not some random guy. You know, this is not an actor. Like, this guy's compassionate about trying to help people and feels bad. So I think that speaks and screams volume. And I respect and love the fact he's here saying this, and he is officially a part of the Crypt Talk Nation.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yes, he is definitely part of Crypt Talk Nation, man. And much appreciated and respected, man, for what you're doing, Brett. Respect you for being able to turn that pivot and have the balls, you know what I'm saying, to come out. And I can see, as Chris just said, I don't know if you heard that or not, but you can see the sincerity in your face and in your and you can feel it in your words, man. So I know there's going to be people that's going to turn on you as you've already mentioned. There's going to be people who's going to say despicable things on this broadcast or on this channel and not on this channel but on the messages, this discussion board and on Twitter. It is what it is, man. So just make sure that you know you're willing to stay strong on that, man, and just be you, man.
I'm going to say this now. This interview is going to make huge waves.
Who you are, man. And you're going to be good, man. And we got your back, you know what I'm saying, whatever you need, man. And love to have you back on again and love to take this further, even off the record where we can, you know, we got work to do. Yeah, so you guys subscribe to this, share this in the Facebook groups, share this in the Telegram groups, tweet this out, put this everywhere, subscribe if you're not already subscribed, follow on Crypt Talk Podcast, Crypt Talk Nation is up, join the Discord, you know, we're going to work this out, and I appreciate everybody that's been a part of this journey, you know, everybody that's seen something in Crypt Talk Podcast or seen value in it or helped support it, helped promote it. All of y'all, too much to name. I have to say James, though. I have to say John Walsh. I have to say Louis Neal. I have to say 24 Karat, Chris, Credit Express, Tooth Teller, all that good stuff. I have to say those, but if I didn't mention you, it's not because, you know, I forgot you on purpose. It's just there's too many to name. But I love y'all. Peace. Blessings, man.